17-3, the score at the half. Cornhuskers lead it. We welcome you back to our University of Nebraska Online Worldwide Halftime Show, joined by J.B. Milliken, Nebraska president. And you know, we spend so much time talking about, I think, traditional college students, 18, 19, 20-year-olds. But we have a lot of people out there, J.B., who are non-traditional students, who are adults, who are thinking about accessing some higher education. What advice would you give them about maybe trying to seek that?
Yeah, it's a great question. In Nebraska alone, there are over 250,000 people with some college credit but no degree who are not enrolled now. So there's a huge population out there of people who started college, didn't finish, and they're prime candidates to now step up and finish their degree and have it benefit their lives in many ways.
How do they get going? I mean, you don't have somebody to hold your hand like you do in high school, a counselor who can kind of give you the right documentation?
Well, the best way probably is to go to the websites for the university campuses. And we've got a concerted effort to try to make it easy for these folks to pursue a degree, not on one of our campuses in Lincoln or Omaha or Kearney. And the best way is with online worldwide. The best way is with distance education over the web. It's pretty easy to learn how to do it, and you can do it from your home, your office, other places, and pursue your degree in your own time.
Let's talk about trying to get admitted, the requirements. If, you know, it's been maybe 15, 20 years since they were in high school. Math, science credits maybe have changed a little bit. Talk a little about that process.
Yeah, it's different because if you know now for the last decade or so, we've had a set of minimum course requirements that everybody has to meet. And so if you went to high school before those were in place, then you aren't held to the same standards. But still got to be college ready. I mean, it's in our interest that we have people that show up ready for college, ready to be successful, and it's clearly in theirs. I mean, we want people to be prepared to succeed when they get here. People need to make sure that they're ready to do that. And there are a variety of ways that they can do that.
Yeah, so we have probably some listeners who attend a community college. What about them? Do many of those go on then to a four-year, to try to attain a four-year degree?
You know, more and more that's the case all over the country. As enrollments grow, community colleges are often the first step. And in Nebraska, that's becoming the case also. We developed a program with each of the community colleges called On Course, where if they take a set of requirements while they're in the community college, get an associate's degree, then automatically they're admitted as transfer students to the university. So we try to take the friction out of the process and make it a kind of seamless entry into the university system from a community college.
You know, for people say, well, what does a college degree mean to me? What will it really benefit me financially down the road, you would say?
Well, this is the real reason that I would urge people to pursue this. Those 260,000 people that have some college credit but no degree, there's a dramatic difference in earning power between having a high school degree and a community college degree. And then there's a dramatic difference between a community college degree and a four-year degree from the University of Nebraska. So it can make a tremendous difference for the rest of your life in terms of earning power. But, you know, we know a lot of other things now, Greg, about how successful people are in health. People tend to live longer, better quality of life, better health. Divorce rates are lower. I mean, there are a lot of things that correlate positively with an increased level of education. And so I believe very sincerely that the more we do to encourage folks to go back to school, to get their degree, to pursue more education, the better their lives are going to be.
Well, somebody may be sitting there going, oh, that's all fine and well, but I can't afford it. I cannot write that check to do that. Is financial aid a possibility for those folks?
Well, most financial aid is dependent on full-time enrollment. That's 12 credit hours. But there are programs available. And for people who are going part-time, they also often have the opportunity to work and to pursue it at the same time. So we will definitely help people try to find a way to do it. That's our mission. We want more and more Nebraskans to go on to college and be successful.
Well, that's great. Did you have a happy Thanksgiving?
Had a great Thanksgiving. Had 14 people for dinner. Kicked the last ones out this morning. Going duck hunting right after this game, heading out west to Oshkosh. Looking forward to that. I want to say one final thing. This is the last regular Big 12 game. Just want to say thank you to all the Nebraskans that support our team, that support the university. This is just a great environment for football. It's a great environment for college and learning, and we get so much support from Nebraskans. I couldn't be more grateful for what they do for the university.
Thank you. We'll see you next week.
Okay. Yes, right. We will.
There we go. J.B. Milliken, Nebraska president, our guest.